Our first prayer used the word that I preached about last week, rescued. That was pretty cool to remember that. And then second, when you have a homily, and if you remember last week, I talked about how God rescues us physically here on earth, and then eventually in our spiritual journey in heaven. Well, when you get the next week, just it's like a softball, which I love, especially because the second reading is one of my top five, top ten in the New Testament. As St. Paul is writing, this would be his second letter to the Corinthians. And really, some of the themes I mentioned last week was what St. Paul was talking about in a little different direction, but as important as what he was preaching. I want to just walk through the second letter of Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. And I'd ask to bring it to your prayerfulness, because these are some powerful readings. First, he says that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of the revelations. In his experience, that was after, remember when he fell on the ground because God said, "Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?" Like, that is a revelation of an experience that very rarely people would experience. But put yourself in a different way, like, I don't know, you just won a lottery, or you just got a promotion with your job, or you have your new grandkids were born. Those days that you're really proud, and in a good way. But then you go into being too elated. And that's when the real proudness comes. St. Paul is reminding the Corinthians and us that he shouldn't have too elation of himself. Why? Because St. Paul always points to Jesus. He then said, "A thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to beat me, to keep me from being too elated." And that's what I was mentioning about last week. That thorn that is a wonderful image in our mind. Now, the theologians and scriptures have different theories, but we don't know actually what was going on. Some people thought he was actually losing his image, his vision, his blindness. That he's asking away, Lord, three times to take this away so that I can see again. Or a different type of disease, or a spiritual, literally a spiritual war. And he did mention about a Satan demon to persecute him. Anyway, he's being suffering. And that was what I mentioned last week. He said, "Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But God said to him," And this would be nugget one of this passage. God, and this is what he says to you today, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weaknesses." Like I mentioned last week, what any way we're suffering, Jesus is saying with this, "My grace is sufficient for you," meaning he won't give you anything stronger than you can't do. So whatever you're facing, God has given you the grace to suffer that. And power is made perfect in weakness. Power is not from egotism, from richness, from famousness, being in charge. And the best data of that is the man on the cross. He showed power in weakness, not as a king, not as a general, again, not as a man with a castle, but as serving the poor, as giving forgiveness, having dinners with the tax collectors and the prostitutes. He showed power in weakness. Of course, at the end, by dying on a cross, naked, with his hands and feet nailed to the cross. So Paul says, I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. That's one to think about in your prayer life, in your life. Are you boasting more about you or your family or your job? Or, like St. Paul, are you boasting Jesus? That's the man I am boasting for. Because he is the Savior. He is God. Therefore, St. Paul said, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints. Or does he point again? For the sake of Christ. Do the same. In your hardships, your persecutions, constraints, weaknesses, and insults. If not, sometimes I'm curious, if you're not persecuted as a Christian, are you really being a Christian life? And finally, St. Paul, and this would be the second nugget, the gem. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because of that guy on the cross.